Thank you. Good evening, friends. My name is Maria. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Maria.
I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. My sobriety date is January 5th, 2025. I am 46 days sober today. I will talk to you this evening about the importance of sponsorship, and obviously I'm not sponsoring, so I'm going to tell you how important it has been for me to have a sponsor. I will tell you I lived a very manageable life. No, I did not. On my first meeting I came into, I thought this was interesting. My only experience had been of a friend of mine who is in the program, and her and I have been great friends for a really long time. But as God would have it, during the time that she and I both relapsed out of sobriety, we were not speaking for a few years, and we have come to being friends again. She is not my sponsor. But I saw what she was doing, and I saw how life was playing out for her and how sobriety was changing what was happening in her. And I thought, maybe I should go and check that out too. So I made my way to my first meeting, realizing that the first step was going to be that I'd have to admit that I'm an alcoholic and that my life had become unmanageable. My life seemed really, really manageable. I had a really great job. I did really well for myself, but I was also deeply alienated, very much addicted, and an alcoholic. So coming into these rooms and meeting all of you friends has shown me that I am not terminally unique, right? I am not absolutely alone, and it is amazing to me each and every meeting I come into, I hear someone else who tells my story or shares the way that I've thought either about life or myself or themselves. And I've gone to a meeting every day since the first meeting that I've been to. So as I told you, I have a really, really, really great friend who's in the program, and we looked at each other and thought, yeah, nah, I can't sponsor you. You can't be my sponsee. And the first meeting I went to, I went without her, and it was a super cute, intimate meeting, and I met lovely people there, and as God would have it, my sponsor is the first person I met at a meeting. Ironically, not ironically, God does things for ourselves that we can't do for themselves, so she had to help me find the room. I'll say it again, she found the room for me. I couldn't even find the room alone. So we met that day, and I continued to go to meetings and thinking that I wasn't quite sure, because I oftentimes have a hard time committing to something because I know once I do, I'm going to absolutely do it like an overachiever. In case you haven't wondered, my sponsors already told me that there is no certificate at the end of the program, so that I'm welcome to do it at my own pace. And that's really lovely for somebody like myself who was also a really overachieving alcoholic. I was really, really good at drinking and hiding it from everybody. To the point that at my big fancy big girl job, I drink at work in my office, and my boss and coworkers and employees, friends and family, no one really knew that I was an alcoholic. Friends here and there would say, maybe you shouldn't drink at work and then drive home. Like, that's not safe, right? But I wasn't really held to that much accountability because I really wasn't letting anybody know me in that way, right? So I have a sponsor, and she's absolutely the sponsor that God would have for me. I met a few people, and some people said, well, this wonderful woman would be great for you. She would get along with you. You would be able to work with her. And I kept thinking, I probably should talk to God. Thankfully, steps 2 and 3, because I've had faith and I have a higher power, made sense to me that I would ask God about who He would have for me as a sponsor. So I met this lovely woman, and we chatted back and forth on the phone a couple of times, and then I had to ask her, so like, how is this thing done? Do I have to ask you to be my sponsor? And she's like, I was thought you'd never ask. So so I did. I asked for her to be my sponsor, but what I didn't realize was that I was then going to have to let my guard down and tell her who I am, what I've really been doing, and where exactly she could begin to help me. So we've done that. We've met every week. We talk every day. We scheduled a call because, you know, that's that's going to help me to be accountable. So we schedule a call, and I talk to her every day. And although she is a formidable woman, those of you that might know her, she is the kindest and gentlest person with me, which is kind of funny because I'm not necessarily super gentle. So I needed someone to hold the mirror for me, but in a loving way. And I say that to say that the freedom that is in being known and being able to call someone and know that when I call her and ask her for her perspective when it pertains to the steps and the traditions, is she's not going to tell me what it is that I want to hear, what the world would tell me, that she's going to tell me what to pursue, what God would have for me. And in working those steps and in working those traditions, holding myself accountable, which is something I really maybe never have done in my entire life. And the comfort that comes in that is knowing that not only are you all, my fellows and my friends, that I have somebody who is dearly dedicated to leading me through those steps, because I know I'm not going to get there alone. And I'll tell you a short little, very sweet story. I dropped my daughter off at school the other day, and I'll tell you that in times in the past, I couldn't always drop my kids off at the car line because I might either smell like alcohol or be drunk or smell like weed, or my car smells like weed, or, you know, I've got to walk past a police officer to bring my kid into school. I don't have to worry about that anymore. So I proudly walked into the front of the school dressed, hair done, with my daughter, almost on time, we're working on that. And there was a mom there, and she was really upset, and I didn't know why, but she was crying and visibly upset, and I thought, somebody has stopped and pursued me in that way. Well, why don't I just stop for a minute? And I said to her, I don't know what's going on, but I think you need a mom friend, right? Why don't we go outside and talk? And without getting all of her business, she's in recovery. And she, at that day, I was 44 days sober. She was also 44 days sober. So we sat and we talked and we prayed that we're thankful to God for the day. We're thankful for our children. We're grateful for the opportunity to make friends with each other. And she's going to meetings but doesn't yet have a sponsor. And I said, oh, when you get a sponsor, let's talk about it. You know, it's a different experience. Yes, go to the meetings. Yes, be there. Yes, show up for yourself. Yes, don't use, don't drink. But when you get a sponsor, there will always be somebody there that's going to be able to point you back to that higher power and point you back to those steps. So she and I exchanged numbers. Obviously, we're cool mom friends now. Our kids are in the same school. And she's going to come to church with me on Sunday. So this is wonderful. But I say all of those things to say that had I not had the bravery to find a sponsor, that courage to find a sponsor and be willing to be like all ugly and real with her, that I probably wouldn't have even had the forethought to think of my fellow human being going through what I myself have also been through. And I'm grateful for that. So for those of you that don't have one yet, you should get one. Those of you that sponsor, thank you. And to everyone in the room, I am grateful for you for showing up week after week, day after day, because you and God and this program is what's keeping me sober and what's allowed me to live life that's very different in just 46 days. And I look forward to talking to you all about it at a year. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria.